Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
My favorite gin is the Bombay Sapphire gin. Makes a great martini. We should have like one of those ba-dum-ba-dum sound effects, Gene.
Actually, I do, but I choose not to play it.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to crack funny jokes. One slide.
At least, Chris, you admit that you're just trying.
Feebly, I might add.
That's what they say about me, folks. They say my jokes are feeble, and I resemble that remark, but I don't want to go any further.
You've been rubbing off on me, Gene. That must be it.
Not the reverse.
No.
Okay.
One of my slides in my UFO What's the Connection presentation shows the difference between the Sumerian version of the cerebim, or the cherubim, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, and the modern sort of, well, I wouldn't say modern, but the medieval version of these cute little babies with little tiny wings that they have the rosy cheeks. And then there's a picture, a photograph of a panel of cherubim from Sumeria that are the most awful looking bird like creatures. I mean, they look like something out of your worst nightmare. Isn't it interesting how forms, as they were originally perceived, have devolved into something more palatable in the modern day, and how we've lost, in many sense of the word, we've lost a true interpretation of what these entities actually appear as, or what they actually are all about. Do you care to address that? What's up with that?
We have increasingly sanitized and disempowered very powerful beings, including the angels. And it's been a rapid disempowerment in the past few decades. In terms of the angels, the ancients considered them, as I mentioned, the disciplinarians as well as messengers. You didn't have a whole lot of interaction with angels. And the Renaissance artists started, I think, the process of humanizing angels to their detriment, unfortunately, by painting them really as beautiful versions of human beings. They used adolescent boys for their models and beautiful women, they put big gigantic swan wings on them, and they etherealized them in this glamorous portrayal of being a participant, an emotionally engaged participant in the outworkings of human destiny. The Victorians associate angels with guardians of the grave, and actually had more of a mourning association with angels. It was not until the mid-20th century that, from a popular culture perspective, we revived our interest in angels, and they took on more of this personal best friend protector aspect to them. And the little babies, the pudgy babies that you were talking about, Chris, that we call the cherubs, their real origin is on the putti of Latin art, Roman art. These were little winged cherub-like babies that were used in funerary embellishments. So today we've got this best friend, this angel best friend, which is a mere shadow of the real angels, many of whom were, in ancient texts, hostile to humanity. They did not want human beings in paradise having access to the throne of God, to the greatest secrets of the cosmos.
Right, and they were resentful over humans having a certain dominion over them.
Absolutely. And we find stories from the Jewish literature about this, where, for example, God decides to create human beings, and he calls up a group of angels and consults them about whether or not it's a good idea. And they say no. So he burns them up. And he does this until he gets a group of angels who agrees. And after the flood, then, after the Nephilim and the flood and all the corruption on the planet and the fall, the angels come back and say, well, weren't we right about this all along? You know, did not the first group of angels speak aright?
Right.
And then there are angels who, in early mystical traditions, work to keep people from accessing the throne. And you had to figure out magical ways around them. So that they didn't block your progress. So angels are, and interestingly, angels are the natural adversary of the jinn. And there are ways of exercising the jinn where you have to call in the high-level angels in order to do it. That's one way to do it. Another way is to call in a stronger jinn. But then you've got kind of a double problem because then you've got to pay
for what you wish for.
Exactly. If you call in a thug to, you know, get rid of a thug, then you've got to deal with the other thug.
Well, you mentioned the Victorian concept of the guardian angel. Could there be a connection between that and the Islamic tradition that each one of us has, I think, two jinn attached to us, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong.
There is that tradition of two, at least one, possibly two. And, of course, the Greeks had it, too, with the daemons, the daemonis, one that was good and one that was bad. And the Greeks, in fact, may have borrowed that concept from Middle Eastern concepts. The in the Middle Eastern idea of the jinn companion, the karin or the karina, a male or a female jinn who is attached to you from birth and acts in many ways like a guardian angel, but it's not all good. If it wants to, it could be trying to lead you astray. It could torment you, but it's attached to you from birth and is very difficult to get rid of. And some of them have developed a romantic and sexual attraction to human beings, and they start interfering in a person's mortal relationships, breaking them up and causing disharmony, so that they can have the human for themselves. I have a very interesting case in the jinn connection, generational, where a young man discovered that other men in his family had also had encounters with probably the same being who took a female form for seduction and then did its best to keep other human women out of the picture.
That wouldn't be good for your love life. Scare all the girlfriends away. I had a very interesting case where the reverse was true. A woman evidently had some sort of haunting scenario going on. And when she was with her new boyfriend, he had his ear pierced, and something came when they were making out on the couch. Something came and pulled his earring through his ear, you know, and clove, made his earlobe cloven, and it was almost like a poltergeist thing, that it was responding to their first makeout session, is kind of how it was portrayed to me. So maybe that could have been an example of that, but in the reverse, a jealous male entity picking on you know, the unsuspecting boyfriend, as it were.
The jinn have a reputation, going back to ancient times, of being vengeful and jealous. And these are two characteristics that can help in the evaluation of an entity's identity in terms of their behavior if they act out in extremely jealous ways. And also if they take revenge for being slighted, even in small ways.
Hey, we've got Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining Jean and Chris. Book's called The Jinn Connection, and the subtitle just really says it all. The Hidden Links Between Jinn, Shadow People, ETs, Nephilim, Archons, Reptilians, and Other Entities. With Jean and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Don't Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley, fast question to throw out before we go on. Now, we're talking of the jinn as a terrestrial phenomenon or interdimensional phenomenon. So if I live on a planet circling Tau Ceti, do I have jinn there too?
Nobody really knows the answer to that, Gene. And I would think, in my own personal view, that the jinn have the potential to reincarnate like human beings. And I do not believe that human beings limit their lifetimes to planet Earth. And in fact, I'm I've been doing past life research for a while. I've been collecting examples of people's recalled lives on other worlds, even in other life forms, not only what we would call past lives, but parallel lives, that is, lives that seem to be going on right now. And, of course, from the eternal time perspective, everything goes on simultaneously anyway. So if we extrapolate this to the jinn, who are sentient beings, who have lifespans like we do, can we say the same about them, that they have the capability of reincarnating, and would they be limited to this planet, or could they also have access to the cosmos? In my view, the answer would be a yes, from at least from a hypothetical point of view.
We've mentioned several times during your visit here, Rosemary, that there seems to be a location specificity that's going on here with many of these jinn-type entities. And one of the questions here, which I'm interested to hear the answer to, is this is from Spooky Mulder. For Chris and Rosemary, are you guys still considering working together on a book about portals? Which would dovetail into my comment that these things tend to cluster around these portal areas. At least it seems that way to me.
Well, they do indeed, Chris. And, you know, that trip that we did through the San Luis Valley was certainly a good example of how location-specific activity can be. And, yes, I want to tackle that next. Looking at the land connections for a lot of this activity. As I mentioned early in the program, a lot of my early interest grew out of what I called persistent negative hauntings in locations, you know, cases that I was contacted about and I began investigating and researching. And that there are these many, many places around the planet where we have broad spectrum activity. It goes from one end of the paranormal to the other in terms of types of activity, and it's very consistent. And the SLV is certainly one of those areas, and I think this would be a fascinating thing to explore for the next edition of Jinn.
I've got quite a short list of locations that could be included in a book like that. There's, like you said, there's a bunch of them, and some are amazing. It doesn't matter who lives there or who goes through there. They all seem to experience very similar types of perplexing and unexplained phenomenal events. And you could have, I had one particular location that had a history that went back 40, 50 years. And it was extremely interesting to interview people separately who had been renters in this one particular house, and how from renter to renter, they would have the same exact descriptions of things that would happen. The same windows would always be opened. The same doors would always be slammed. And in most cases, these people weren't aware that other people had had these experiences prior to moving in there. And I just find that very fascinating. In one case, we had the same little boy answering the phone when nobody was home, which is another one that was multifamily. Example where over the course of four or five different residents in the house, you would have the same report, which in my mind nullifies any sort of, I don't know, projection or delusion or some sort of personal pathology going on or delusional behavior going on, that there was something really behind it. And that to me is very fascinating.
Well, it gets back to what we were talking about real early in the program about, you know, how do we prove these sorts of things? And it's the patterns. It's when you can build up consistent patterns of the documentation, the patterns get very hard to ignore, if not refute. And that's when you're dealing with the paranormal, which is kind of a shape-shifty, blurry landscape anyway, that's probably the best way we can approach it. And you're right. It gets hard to ignore when you get the same thing reported from independent sources. And these patterns of activity emerge when you can study certain areas over a long period of time. The patterns get to be quite well defined.
Well, that's it for our questions. Unfortunately, boy, I wish we'd had a little bit more warning for your appearance. So we would have had a lot more questions from our question bank. We literally have had all these questions just posted in less than a day. So when we come back, we'll make sure that we have more lead time for you, because you tend to bring out some really good questions in our listeners, and we really do appreciate all the work that you've done. How many books have you written now, Rosemary? You're up in your mid-50s now, right, here, in terms of books?
At least. I start losing track around 50. So it's somewhere between 50 and 60. And I've always got multiple books on the fire, as you know.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it, but boy, I tell you, I sure enjoyed the Jin connection. How about the Archons? That was one I'd never heard of before. This is a totally new subject for me. What can you tell us about the Archons? I found it very fascinating.
They're an interesting connection to the Jin, and I also put them in the title because I thought it would spark some curiosity. They've kind of fallen into obscurity, although they've been around a very long time. They come out of Gnostic philosophy, which competed very heavily with Christianity for dominance many centuries ago. And in the Gnostic creation scenario, the Archons are like inferior, corrupt, incomplete creator beings. And they are, in fact, created by an inferior being who is the monstrous offspring of Sophia and the Pleroma. Sophia falls from her heavenly realms and becomes impregnated on the earth and has an ignorant son, Yaldabaoth, who becomes very arrogant and very powerful and assumes he is God. And he creates these beings called the Archons to rule over the heavens and the earth. And so they begin this process of manifestation. But the one thing they can't manipulate is human beings, and they try. They try to corrupt human beings. So here again we have another piece of this pattern of interference from some sort of ancient being to try and manipulate and corrupt human beings. So the Archons act a lot like Jinn. They're arrogant. They're powerful. They assume they can do whatever they please. They don't particularly like human beings that much, so they interfere. They try and corrupt human beings.
You know what, Rosemary? I wonder if anyone likes human beings. It seems we have Archons and we have Jinn, and it sounds messy. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, neighbors. Meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can. For one flat rate, you have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We, the other people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining us on the Paracast. Her book is The Gin Connection, which is her second book of the Gin series. I suppose there'll be more. We're talking about archons, but you look at all these creatures. And if you wanted to find one source, could you just call them all jinn of some sort, regardless of the name or what? Or are there so many different races running around loose who wish us ill?
It may very well be that everything keeps pointing back to the jinn. And as I'm willing to go this far in terms of my current research, I believe the jinn are mixed in among all of these beings, that they have been in the backdrop of all of these encounters with what we perceive as different kinds of entities. They, like some researchers, we might wind up having to come to the conclusion that everything that we've labeled really takes us straight back to the jinn. Now, you just mentioned before the break, Gene, about, you know, all these entities who seem to be hostile to us and manipulating us. And it does raise questions about how we really got here. And are we the experiment of some cosmic force or higher intelligent beings or entities? Are we some sort of experiment that entities keep tinkering with over the course of history? It certainly seems to be the case.
Okay, that raises all sorts of questions here. But then why even assume it's jinn and not something else?
You mean one of these other beings? Why
assume what we call jinn is not something else? Obviously, we're talking about a race of supernatural beings that tend to wish us ill more than giving us positive vibes. But why must we consider maybe jinn? Maybe they are archons, or maybe it's E.T., something else.
I believe that there are many varieties of entities. I don't think that that our part of the universe is populated just with human beings, angels, and jinn, that there are other kinds of entities. But the jinn seem to have a pervasive presence from ancient times, and the ability to do this multi-form shape-shifting, coupled with an agenda that is hostile to human beings, at least on the part of some of them. And then we find all these other entities who exhibit the same behavior. So the question to ask is, are all of these other entities projections or forms or disguises taken by this ancient entity who's powerful and pervasive? Could that be the origination point? Are we really dealing with this one kind of entity? And I think the evidence is mounting that the answer to that is yes.
There's an exalted history that goes back thousands of years that it's kind of hard to argue with. I mean, we as Westerners don't really have a sense of how pervasive this whole belief structure is in the Near and Middle East. This is part of their everyday life. I mean, you see examples of this all the time. In fact, when my Chuckster book was just coming out, I remember seeing this article about a guy who had been plagued by a djinn and actually took the djinn to court, which blew my mind. And I had no idea that this was so pervasive in the culture that, you know, people didn't take this as a joke. I mean, they really took this seriously.
Quite right. Yes. Much there are much different attitudes elsewhere outside of our own Western viewpoint. But just in terms of how we've evolved mythology in our culture and some of the early influences on that, it's the djinn were there first. The djinn developed in ancient times, came out of ancient Persia and Saudi Arabia, or Arabia, ancient Arabia, and were absorbed into Babylonia, Syria, and Sumeria. Those mythologies were in turn absorbed by the Hebrews into their lore. We absorbed from the Hebrews, and the Muslims absorbed from the Hebrews and from us. The Egyptians and the Greeks also absorb part of this. In other words, this dispersion of demonic lore spread out from this ancient lore where the jinn were the central players. So I think those are the tracks that we have to follow and see where they lead. The problem has been the jinn haven't even been on our radar, so nobody's looking for the tracks. And I've been trying to educate paranormal investigators, and I've also taken the message out into the UFO community that we need to ask some additional questions about what people are experiencing to get a better, bigger picture. And the cryptozoology people as well.
So, therefore, could we assume that maybe Bigfoot has some relationship to djinn?
I think Bigfoot does. Whether or not Bigfoot is a separate race unto itself, we don't really know exactly what Bigfoot is. But djinn are capable of appearing as Bigfoot, and I think that they have done that. If the djinn are acting out in ways that they don't want us to know exactly what they're doing, then they're going to use disguises. And if they have the capability of adopting various forms that we're going to assume is something else, I think they will. Some of them seem to like to entertain themselves by upsetting people. And I think that many of our mysterious creature encounters fall into that category.
And, of course, there's always that whole idea of reflectivity, that someone experiencing an unusual event may somehow be manifesting the details or appearance of that event to conform to their own preconceptions. So if the djinn are capable of shape-shifting and adopting various forms, it would stand to reason to have the greatest impact that possibly they would pick a form that was a reflection of the person's preconceptions or front-loading.
Indeed so. And, you know, here again, I think Yeats probably described it the best when he said the fairies appear how they want to and also how we can perceive them. That's how they look to us, how they want to present themselves, coupled with how our mind is able to perceive them. And so it's not surprising that human beings centuries past were oriented to describing entities in a certain way, and today we're more likely to describe them as outer space aliens. We're fitting a collective consciousness format that has evolved onto our entity encounters. And that is something that could even be manipulated by a very intelligent type of entity as well.
So the key here is that we are adapting what we perceive to our current perceptions, expectations. We live in a society where we believe there's an ET out there somewhere, so whatever strange creatures and craft we see, what phenomenon we see, that may relate to ET somehow. I'm keeping a short answer because we only have 20 seconds until our next segment.
We do have a lot of projection from ourselves going on as well. We participate in our perceptions of our experiences.
Well, that also raises another question and a few, as a matter of fact, that we can talk about in our final segment with Rosemary Ellen Guiley. The book is The Jinn Connection. And by the way, coming next week on the PowerCast, we'll hear from Grant Cameron. His new book is called UFOs, Area 51, and Government Informants. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the PowerCast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, if we're applying some of our own subjective perceptions to what we see, do we see the real thing?
I often wonder if we do, Gene, or if we just see a piece of what really is out there. For example, I doubt that anyone has ever seen the djinn in their true form. We have no idea what it is. We see forms that are presented to us that we are capable of making sense of. And that's something that could very well evolve over time, too. We don't have ET forms described in centuries past. We have ET forms described now, and the human beings of the future might see these entities in some much different form.
Okay, so why not look at the reverse? Why not look at the possibility that ET comes here and ET adapts itself to what we expect? So if we believe in spiritual creatures early on, we don't see them as they really are. We see the spiritual creatures, even though they're just physical entities from other planets. Kind of a reverse whammy.
It's like a chicken and the egg. It's ETs pretending to be djinn, pretending to be ETs. There we go.
Pretending to be who knows what.
Well, we can get into quite a conundrum. But, you know, you bring up a very good point, because we do have to turn things around and look from as many perspectives as we can to try and sort all this out, rather than looking for black and white explanations, which seems to be the natural bent of human beings and the tunnel vision that develops among researchers who only want to look at certain pieces of data and discard all the rest. And I think we can think of a few researchers in ufology who tend to do that.
Care to name some names? Inquiring minds want to know.
Just be very selective of the data that they're using.
Well, that can apply to a lot of people in the UFO field.
I was going to say, we'd have to do a whole another show just naming off lists of names.
Well, how about a couple of leaders? The worst offenders, Rosemary.
Oh, no, I don't want to get into naming names.
About initials.
I wish I could be selective of the data that I've encountered.
It's so much easier.
But all of the stuff that I have been researching for a very long time has influenced me to change my own views many times about what's really out there. I've changed my views about hauntings, for example. I think that the ghosts that most people experience are not the human dead. I think they're spirits masquerading as humans, and that what humans might leave behind is the residual stuff, the repetitive, non-intelligent things that happen. But ghosts, quote-unquote, who act out Ghosts who act out in intelligent ways against human beings are probably spirits masquerading as ghosts. And in fact, there's precedence for that in the Jin lore as well.
Left field question, something you cover in the book, The Jin Connection. The men in black. We all love the men in black. So are you saying some of the men in black are really jinn in disguise?
There's an interesting connection and association there. And, of course, when I was doing my early research on shadow people, I couldn't help but think of the men in black from a silhouetted perspective. You know, the sinister, dark-clothed, odd-looking men who mysteriously show up and harass.
Wearing Blues Brother pork pie hats.
And drive around in big black cars, who harass ET experiencers. And, you know, people have suggested that Gray Barker made it all up. It was nothing but a big joke, but yet this phenomenon has been very widely reported for quite some time.
And you know, I should mention, knowing Gray Barker, I knew Gray Barker, and I can tell you, yes, he made things up, but he didn't make up the men in black.
I would agree with, I did not know Barker personally, but I would agree with Eugene that the men in black phenomenon is too widespread and pervasive, and again, relates to other things from history that we've called other things. And it's, the hallmarks are a certain kind of appearance, a sinister behavior, threatening, harassing, poltergeist phenomena erupts, mental problems, financial problems, people's lives are upset. These are hallmarks of negative entity interaction with human beings and very characteristic of jinn behavior. This is the kind of thing that that jinn would do. So are the men in black jinn? I think we can make a good case that they are. And if their behavior is nothing more than to upset the apple cart and throw monkey wrenches and chaos into situations, then that accomplishes the jinn agenda as well.
So can we do anything about it? Or because they are so much more powerful than we are, we have to endure it?
I don't think we have to endure it. They do seem to have abilities that we don't have, the supernatural, interdimensional access, seemingly at will, the shape-shifting powers of mental telepathic persuasion and whatnot. But I do have, at the end of the Jin Connection, a final chapter that I call Interdimensional Martial Arts. What are the ways...
I love that.
What are the ways that we can at least make a start for protecting our personal integrity and our territorial turf? Right now, a lot of us are just sitting ducks because we don't know what's going on, and we don't even want to know what's going on because we think it's all too silly for serious contemplation. That makes us prime targets.
Well, that also helps you keep your head in the sand. I'm going to throw out something out of left field, speaking of life in outer space, something that came out just this week, and something we've kind of all known, but let's just have a word or two about it. We have a couple of minutes left in the show. At a press conference on Tuesday, scientists revealed NASA's Curiosity rover has uncovered signs that ancient Mars had the essential elements necessary for supporting life. Now, they're talking about microbial life, but of course, we got to think, hey, maybe it was a lot more. Rosemary?
I'm not sure what you're asking, Gene. You mean...
Okay, so now that we know that Mars may have once had life.
Right.
And we have therefore seen more and more evidence of life in the universe, do we still look at jinn as being something from here? That was a question I kind of asked before, but maybe I wanted to bring it up again.
My personal view is they are primarily from here because they are interdimensional. But they are associated with the Anunnaki, for example. I think there's a good case that can be made that the Anunnaki were were jinn who were said to come from another planet.
Maybe so, they imported them. Maybe the jinn hitchhiked here.
But we don't really know what the boundaries are with interdimensional existence either. Does interdimensionality lend itself to interplanetary involvement? It may very well. If you can access different dimensions, I would think that you would be able to have a presence on other physical worlds as well.
And there you go. The book is called The Jinn Connection. Rosemary Ellen Guiley, tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff you do.
VisionaryLiving.com is my main website. Jinn Universe, spelled D-J-I-N-N, universe.com, is my website about the jinn. The Jinn Connection is available on both of those sites. It will be up on Amazon in hard print and in ebook format within about a month or so. But meanwhile, if you'd like an autograph copy, you can get it from the websites.
Chris O'Brien, where's your stuff?
Well, as we were discussing today, we live in a strange planet. It's OurStrangePlanet.com. And I want to thank Rosemary again. Thank you so much for coming back on the show. I really enjoyed the book. I recommend it highly. It really does make you scratch your head and start to think about how we may be dealing with something at the very basic root of this whole paranormal question that may be one thing.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Well, thank you very much, Gene and Chris. Always a very stimulating discussion with you two.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.